Today, Shir Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. The Mishnah continues to discuss the halachas of somebody who is Chayiv Skila. What is the procedure, how that is done? So the Mishnah Kol HaNiskalim, everyone who was Chayiv Skila, also Nitlin was hung by Beis Din. Not everybody who worship who is chayv skila is chayv tliya. Elam agad of somebody chas v'shalom curses Hashem. Va'ovid avodah zara was somebody who worships avodah zara. The chinuch explains why is it that somebody who's chayv skila is also chayv tliya. This is supposed to serve as a deterrent for anybody who did these terrible averis. When people see what is the punishment for doing these terrible averis, that will be a deterrent that they won't do this avera as well. The Ramban says it's not to serve necessarily as a deterrent, but what it means to show is it's the punishment. Somebody who did such a horrible avera, a megadif as Hashem, a avoyvid avodah zara, is deserving a very serious misa. And what is the misa that is chayiv? Says the Gemara, not just skila, but tliya as well. Says the Mishnah, ish toilon ish klapi am. When a man is hung, he faces the people. Visha panah klapi eitz. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, the Chazal were concerned about a woman, about the tznius of the woman, and therefore the halacha is we don't have a facing the people. Chamayim. That's the opinion of Beleza. The Chamayim, and the opinion of the Chamayim is, Hish Nitla, Vein Hish Nitlis. The man is hung, but not the woman at all. Ask the Gemara, Amma Rebeleza said to the Chachamim, Veloi Shimon ben Shatach Talach Nashim ba'Ashkelon. Shimon ben Shatach says that Shimon ben Shatach hung a woman in Ashkelon. Amaloi says, so they responded, Shmayim Nashim, Tala, he hung 80 women who were Machshefus on the same day, and therefore, the halacha is Vein Donim Shnayim B'Yom Echad, we don't judge two people on the same day. So how did they do 80 in one day? It must be that it was a unique situation that Shimon Bar Shatach saw that there was necessary, and there are different explanations why. One was because Shimon ben Shatach was concerned that it shouldn't be prolonged, that these machshefa should be put to death. So he wanted to kill them quickly before there could be a backlash. Another explanation that I saw that suggests is that they were machshefas. And since they were machshefas, he was concerned that through their kishuv, they may be able to do something to save themselves. So he quickly hung them. And another pshat consistent, the Aruch Lener says, well, what we've been learning throughout our shir is that they wanted to publicize and teach everybody how terrible the aveira of kishuv is. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, v'chiyeh be'ish chet mishpat mavis v'humas v'salisa oisayel eitz. So says the Brisa, yochel kol mumsim nitlin. We would think that anybody who is subject to Mrs. Besdin should be hung. Tamalaymer, the pasuk says, "By the Makalal, the son of Nevlosayel Eitz, ki killas alakim tali." The pasuk is speaking about the Makalal. Ma Makalal zeh misas beskila. This person who cursed Hakadosh Baruch Hu is put to death by skila. Af kol beskila. From here we see that anybody who's chayiv skila is also chayiv talia. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. V'chamayim ma Makalal zeh. What this Makalu is unique, Kofa Biker. We know that he's denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu by showing this terrible disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Af Kol Kofa Biker, the Chiyiv of Talia is only by a person who is a Kofa Biker. Ask the Gemara, B'maika Mifki, what is the basis, ask the Gemara, of the Machloket between Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim? And we know that there are many different ways that the Torah could be explained, and not only the different ways that Torah could be explained, sometimes the same psukim could be viewed in different ways. And when we say that those psukim could be viewed in different ways, what we really mean to say is that the result of the different type of drasha will, there'll be a different result using different type of drasha. So says the Gemara, there's a fundamental machlokes when we have klali or prati, we have a pasuk that speaks about a generality and then a detail. Rabbanan darash klali prati. Rabbanan look at these psukim as a klal prat limud, and Rabbi Lezer learns this pasuk as a ribi miut. And as we know, a klali miut is much more limited than a ribi miut. That's why in this example it would be the same. Rabbi Lezer, who learns what a ribi miut, applies this halacha of kliya in a much broader fashion than the Rabbanan who learn it in a klala prat fashion. They who learn it in a klala prat fashion will have a more limited application. And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbanan darshi klala prat. Rabbanan learn it with a klala prat. And they say, the Torah says, v'humas v'isop, that is a klal. Kikilalas is a prat. So he says, under normal circumstances, yeva mekarvela adodi. If the klal or prat were said in one pasuk, then we have the rule, amrinan, ein b'chlal el shabab b'frat, and the pasuk would say that only high in, only if somebody chas v'shalom cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is there an obligation of Taliyah, midachrina, in no other circumstance, loy is there a chiv of Taliyah. But now, hashta, the mechake emdadi, they're not in the same pasuk, so it comes to expand somewhat. And hanili rebuye, what does it accomplish? That not only is a mevarach Hashem, rachman l'tzlon, chayiv Taliyah, a hani avodis rebuye avodis kachavim, somebody who worships Avodah Zarah, which is also similar to Mekal Hashem, it's a kaifabik, as the Gemara said, that the Domalei B'Kamili, it's so similar, also has a chiv taliyah. Rabbi Lezer, on the other hand, Darshi, learns the psukim in a ribi miyat fashion. Ve'umas v'salisa is a ribui, kikilas is a miyat. So he says, e'av v'makavila dodi, if they were next to each other, so that indeed, we would only compare it, well, only include Avodah Zarah. But the fact that the ribui and miyut are not in the same pasuk, the fact that they're not in the same pasuk, ahani, what it accomplishes is that everybody who's chayiv skila is chayiv taliyah. So the way to Ran summarizes what we just learned in the Gemara is that a ribui and miut that are not next to each other have the same halacha as a ribui miut and ribui, and since it has the same halacha as ribui miut and ribui, it says it comes to include anything that is somewhat similar, and then for anybody who's chayiv skila, that's where we also have a chayiv of taliyah. We learned in the Mishnah, ha'ish toiler, so when a man is hung, we hang him facing the people, Rebbe Lezer's people, and the woman towards the tree, and the chama hold that a man is hung, but a woman is never hung. Ask the Gemara, my tam de Rabbanan, where did Rabbanan take that women are not hung? Answers the Gemara, amakra, the pasuk says, v'salisa oisai, for here we learn, oisai, specifically him, v'loi oisai, and not her at all. Rebbe Lezer, who holds that a woman is hung, what's he going to do with the word oisai? Something that we discussed in the previous year. Oisai, b'loi k'susai, a man is hung without his clothing, not a woman. For Rabbanan, how will we be able, so the Rabbanan, don't they need this pasuk also to teach us that only a man is hung without clothing, not a woman? So how could they use oisai to teach us that a woman is not hung at all? Answers the Gemara, anachanami, indeed. Ella, so again we start from where we began. How will the Rabbanan know that a woman are not hung? Amakra, v'kiyeh be'ish cheit. From here we learn, ish v'loi isha, only a man, not a woman. Rav Elazar, hi, this pasuk vaychiya beish that he's using to, that the rabbanon used to say that hanging only is by men, not by women. Rav Elazar, who disagrees and say even women are hung, what will he do with the pasuk vaychiya beish? My darsh bay answers the gemara amr shloka shahu lamati ben tzayra meira, that the loch is that a ben tzayra meira, even though he's hung, he will not have the halacha of Taliyah, because he's not an ish. Ask the Gemara for Tanya, but the Brisa says not like that. The Brisa clearly says, Ben Tzayra Meira Niskel V'Nitla De Rav Elazar. So the Pasuk can be coming to exclude a Ben Tzayra Meira from the Chiv of Taliyah. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Rabbis Ben Tzayra Meira. On the contrary, it's coming to teach us that he is Chayiv Skila. And of course the question is, why would we think, if Rav Elazar holds that all the skolim are nitlin, and we know the chiv of Ben Tzayra Meira is chiv skila, so obviously it's chiv tliya, why do we need to have a special pasuk? Because, explains the Rash, the Rishash, because when we speak about a Ben Tzayra Meira, the halacha is that a Ben Tzayra Meira has its very unique halachas. Number one, he didn't do the Averi yet, for which he's chayv misa. Number two, the halacha ben tzayra meira is only for a limited amount of time. So, my time, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, chi ish chayt, ish v'loy ben. Since the pasuk says, ish, mishach and chayt, mishach chotin nager, yotz ben tzayra meira shal sem, seifin nerek, as we just said, a ben tzayra meira did not yet do the Averi. So, we have a double miyut, why Ben Tzayra Meira should be excluded from the Chi of Taliyah. But as we've discussed in our Shiurim, have a Miyat Ach Miyat. Whenever we have a double Miyat, El Rabbis is coming to include and teach us that a Ben Tzayra Meira is Chayim Misa. And that's what we learn from the Pasuk of Chi Ish. Amar Rabbi Elazar Alay Shimon Ben Shatach Tala Nashim. So we see that he hung woman, says the Gemara. And we also said, but so the Rabbanan responded, but Rav Shimon Shatach's situation was very unique because he killed 80 women in one day. Amar Rav Huna Loi Shano, when is the halacha that we don't give two mises in one day? Ela b'shtei mises, when it's two different types of chiyuv and misa. Ava mas misa achas, when it's all the same type of misa. Donim, we can't do two in the same day. Ask the Gemara, how could you make such a statement? For Master Shimon ben Shatach, the story that we just learned of Shimon ben Shatach, the Misa Achas Hava, they were all Chayiv Skila, they were all Machshefes. The Kamerlei, and Rabbanan said to Rabbi Elazar, how was that possible? If Ein Donim, we don't do two types of Misa in one day. Ella, says the Gemara, Yat Mehechitma. The way to understand the Halach is as follows. Lo Shanal B'Misa Achas, Kein Shtei Misas. When is the halacha that we don't do even one misa, the same misa in the same day, more than one misa in the same day, when it's similar to two different misas? What does that mean? Hey, chigami kidon shtei averus. If they're two different averus, even though those two averus come with the same chiv misa, for example, somebody was mechal Shabbos, and somebody else was over avodah zarah, which both of them come with skila, that's when we don't do it one day. Ava meis achas v'avera achas, when it's one misa and one avera, then the halacha is, darin, we can't do the same in one day. So if that's the case, all these people were machshefes. So if they were all machshefes, so it's misa achas v'avera achas, to which Rashi and all the Rishonim explain that it wasn't the same Avera, because they all did the Avera of Kishuf different ways. Oiv and Yedoni. The Meiri has a different explanation as Gemara. He says, when the Gemara says Misa Achas for Avera Achas, doesn't mean that it's, like Rashi said, the same type of Avera, but rather the way to understand the Gemara Avera Achas means they both participated in the same Avera. The example that the Meiri gives is adultery. So in an adultery, there's a man and a woman. So since there's a man and a woman participating, and they're both participated together, that's when there's misa achas and avera achas. Ask the Gemara, we just said that when it's misa achas and avera achas, then we do two different misas in the same day. Masav Rav Adbar Hava ain done in shnayim b'yom echad. We don't put two people to death on the same day. Afilu b'noyef in the office. Isn't that the same avera? Answers the Gemara. Tergmer Rav Chizda bebas koin b'yala. The halacha is that Rav Bas Koin is mezana. She's chayiv sreifa. The adulterer is chayiv chenek. So it is indeed avera achas, but it's not misa achas. And therefore, that's where the halacha is by noif ben ephes. You can't do it in one day. Another example where it'll be misa achas, but by noif ben ephes, it wouldn't be the same misa. Bas koin v'zoyme mezah. There are edim that came and said that this woman was mezana, and she was sentenced to sreifa. And then edim came and said, how could you have testified that this woman did this? Mana Yisem, you are with us. And the halacha is that the edim of a bas koyin who was mezana, achayiv chenek. And now what happened was a third pair of edim came and said that the second pair are liars. So now the first pair are reinstated. And the halacha is that the first pair, that the woman is indeed chayiv sreifa, but the edim, even though they were trying to sentence her to death, there's a special limud that they're only chayiv chenek. So even though it all comes from one avera, but they're not going to have the same misa. The woman is going to be chayiv sreifa, and the woman is going to be chayiv sreifa, and the edim are going to be chayiv chenek. And therefore, since they're not going to be chayiv the same misa, even though it's the same avera, we don't do it in the same day. We learned in the Mishnah that the Chachamim told Rabbi Lezer that the story with the 80 women that were hung, the machshefes that were all hung on the same day, was a unique situation. Tanya Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Shemati, I heard from my Rebbeim, Shebezna Makim v'Einshim Shalom in the Torah, that sometimes Bezdin gives out punishment, even not what it says in the Torah. Loi la'ava de v'Torah, not the Bezdin has any right to go against what it says in the Torah. Nobody has a right, explains Rashi, to go against what it says on the Torah. Nobody has a right to add halacha to the Torah. But when Bezdin sees k'dei lasa siyog l'Torah, when there's a situation that the Torah is being violated and they see the need to strengthen what it says in the Torah. The halacha is that one midrabanon may not ride on an animal on Shabbos because Chazal were concerned that you may come to cut off, to take off a branch, which is also in Shabbos. The view, the Bezdim Saklu, and they put it to Skila, even though his violation was only in Issa D'Rabbanan, explains the Gemara, Naish Roy Lekak, not that this is a case where there's a Chiv Misa. Ella, Shashar Tzrich Lekak, Bezdin saw that it was necessary, and that's why they gave Misa. Rashi explains that it was a time that people were not careful in the mitzvah averis. The Sma says that this halacha doesn't only apply when there's a real issue that the public is violating what it says in the Torah, but the Sma says that if Bezdin sees that even there's one individual who's acting that way and they feel it's necessary to do so, then they're going to do so. And as the Urim V'Tumim explains the Sma, if Bezdin is concerned that people are going to learn from that individual, they have a right to do what they have to do. The Pischei Tshuva says that, again, that even he says that even in a case where there's just Besdin feels that if there was an individual who did something and he's deserving of a serious punishment, even in a case where we're not concerned that people are going to learn from him, Besdin may do what they have to do. They had relations with his wife in a public place. And Besdin gave him Malkus. And again, explains the Gemara. Not because that's what the halacha dictates. El shashot tzrich l'kach. Besdin thought and saw it was necessary to do so. Continues the Mishnah. Ketzer toilon asoi. Exactly how did this hanging take place? Mishaknas akayir be'aretz. They would put the beam into the earth. Ve'etz yoytza. And there was like a branch coming out of that beam. And they would tie this person's two hands together, and hang them on this branch. The beam was just standing on the ground, and it was leaning on the wall. And the person was hung on the actual beam. And continues the Mishnah, he was immediately released. Vimlon, if we left the person on this overnight, there's a lav of b'loisasei. And as the Rishonim explained, the Rambam explains, the halacha of kitava tigberenu dictates that we should bury him immediately at the beginning of the night. That's a mitzvah to say. The mitzvah to lois to say isn't you're violating if it comes till the morning. Kikil salakim tamei. Klima, m'nei mazat tali. What does the pasuk mean when it says kikil salakim tali? M'nei mazat tali. Why was this person hung? M'nei shem, shabir chas Hashem. He did the terrible avera of cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, he caused a tremendous chilah Hashem, and therefore he's hung. And as the Ramban says, going back to what we learned earlier in the shir, the same concept applies by Oved Avodah Zarah. Somebody who does such a terrible avera, therefore he's chayiv, the chilah Hashem of Oved Avodah Zarah brings that. I saw that Lubavitch Rebbe says, why does the Gemara teach us that it's so critical that the Talisa Oysay al Eitz, we should hang this person up on the tree? So I saw he explained that we know that all Averis emanate from the Avera of Eitz Hadas. And since all the Averis began from that Avera of Eitz Hadas, so when the person does the Avera, we hang him on an Eitz. Amra Meya, Mishash Adam Tzar, when a person accepts his punishment for his Avera, Shechina Ma'aloshan Ameris, what does the Shechina say? Kalani Miroish, Kalani Mizore. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't feel well. Kadosh Baruch Hu is unhappy when a person gets punished. Says the Gemara, Im kena mokum etzdar al dama shurishoyim shenishbach, says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so bothered when a Rosh is punished, kav chaymer, all the more so, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bothered al damam shat tzadikim, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bothered by tzadikim. The Sefer Lev Baruch points out that why does it say Rameya Omer? Why is this a statement that was taught by Rameya? So he says that Rameya is of the opinion, we know we say Elakadamaya Nenu. When we daven, we give tzedakah, we give for Rameya. Why Rameya? Because Rameya said that we are always Banim Lamakim. Rameya is the one that says that every Jew is so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Rameyer is the one that says, even this person who did terrible averis, Chayiv Misa, Kalani Miroish, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bothered by that. I saw that the Shem Shmuel says that the lesson of this Gemara is very powerful. Here a person is being put to death for his Aveira. When a person is being put to death for his Aveira, the way we should look at it, not feel bad for the person who was put to death. We're supposed to feel bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset when a person does an Aveira. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants and expects from us. I saw the Rav Pinchas Koritz quotes the Rebbe Rav Zisha. He says, the Rebbe Rav Zisha used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are certainly aware that Klai Yisrael are wonderful. And what's the proof that you certainly are aware of that? Because what does the Gemara say is stated in the Tefillin of Kadosh Baruch Hu? It says in the Tefillin of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Umik Amcha Yisrael Goyecha Baruch. Who is greater than a Kadosh Baruch Hu? But when we do Aveiros, your Tefillin become Posel. And that's what he says as Pshat in our Gemara. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, announces Kalani Meroish, the tefillin that I wear on the tefillin Shal Roish, that in the tefillin it says, Mika Amchi Yisrael Be'ech Baretz, how could I wear those tefillin when I know Klai Yisrael has people that are doing such terrible Averis? The Sefer Tver Shmuel explains that the Pasuk says that when Yitzchak and Rivka we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for children, the Pasuk says, V'yat v'yesa loy Hashem. And Rashi explains, loy v'loy lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Yitzchak's tefillahs and not Rivka's tefillahs, v'fish ein doim a tefillah tzadik ben tzadik, the tefillah tzadik ben rosho. The tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is more powerful. So, he continues to explain, the Pasuk says, then with Klal Yisrael, regarding Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim, v'yiroh lo na Mitzrayim al v'seinu, says Rashi, b'zman sha'ovis mitzdarim bekever, the man that we're in trouble, our ovis are also feeling that tsar. So, the same thing here. Why does the Kadosh Baruch Hu hear the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik? Because it's not only the tzaddik who's suffering, so too are his forefathers suffering. And where do we learn that from? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers when we suffer. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers when we suffer, because he's our father, as we just said, that's why it's Ramey's statement, because Ramey says that we are Banim L'Makim. And I saw that the Elta Mikelem says, what is the real reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers so terribly when we act improperly? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the world for a goal and for a purpose. And when we don't meet those expectations and we don't reach the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought for us, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most upset. Continues the Mishnah, V'loy Zubavad, not only in this case Amru, El Kol HaMalas Mesoy. We learned now that the person who's hung should be immediately buried. Says the Mishnah of Loy Zubavad, not only somebody who's put to death by Bezdin has this halacha, El Kol HaMalas Mesoy. Anyone who doesn't immediately bury the Nifter, Oivin B'Loy Sasei. He's Oivin Aloy Sasei. Helino L'Chvoidoy. But if the reason that they did not bury him immediately was because of for the honor of the Nifta, Lahavilay Aron Tachrichim, to bring him an Aron and Tachrichim, Eina Ivalov, then it was done for a constructive purpose, for the honor of the mace, and therefore he's not Chayiv. The Yad Rama says that it has to be that we're doing it for the covered of the Nifter. So if we're leaning, so the Paiskim therefore suggest, if we're not conducting the Levaya right away because we want that his relative come, or the Pesach Tshuva says, let's say it's a body that was found and we don't know who killed it and we want to be able to take the time to identify who killed him. Or if we're doing it, he says that the Shulchan Aruch discusses what's the halacha if somebody was nifter on the first day of Yontif. The halacha is if somebody's nifter on the first day of Yontif, then the Levaya could only be conducted by non-Jews. So there's an interesting question, should we preferably do the Levaya on the first day Yontif with non-Jews, or could we push it off for the second day to do it with Jews? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that we don't. But there are others that say that since it's being done for the covenant of the mace, we may push it off. A person who was killed by Mises Bezdin wasn't buried together with his family. Bezdin had two cemeteries, one for the two less severe Mises, Saif and Chenika, and one for the Skolam and the Srofim. Interestingly, I saw that Rashi explains that if we want to separate people of different types of Averis, we should have had four cemeteries. But he says there's a Halach L'Moshe M'Sinai that there were only two cemeteries for these Rishoyim, one for Skil and Sreifa, one for Herik V'Chenek. But says the Mishnah Nes'akel Abosar, after the body decomposes, Malaknas Atzamas, we gather the bones of the Nifter, the Kovrim Sobim Kovrim, and then they're buried with their family. The Kovrim, the relatives of this person who was killed, Boyin V'Shalim B'Shalim HaDayonim, they come to greet the Dayonim B'Shalim HaEdim, claim with the purpose being that they're making a declaration, Ein B'Libeinu Elechem, we have no complaints against you, Din Emes Dantem, you did what you were supposed to do. We don't normally, of course, we know the halachas of Avelis when somebody dies. There are no halachas of Avelis for such an individual. Aval oinanim, they do feel the pain. Shein aninus el belev, the feeling, the pain in the heart. The reason we don't do Avelis is that it's very embarrassing, explains Rashi. For every other nifter, there's Avelis. And for this nifter, there is no Avelis. And that's a part of the kapara. But aninus, explains Rashi, which is in the heart, there nobody sees what we're doing, therefore it could be done even for these people. The Rambam has a very different approach. This is a machlokes of the Rambam and the Yad Ramah. The Rambam's approach is, when the Mishnah says, Amos Ablin, what the Mishnah means to say is, there is no Chiv Avelis. But if somebody were to choose, to do Avelis, the Rambam says he may. The Yad Ramah has a very different pshat. The Yad Ramah says that the Mishnah says Amos Ablim means that we may not do Avelis with such a person. Again, going back to a pasuk that we've discussed in our shiurim about Void Rishoyim Rina, and not only is there no Chiv Avelis, but Avelis may not be done. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ilu Nemer, if the pasuk says v'chiye ishchet mishem mavus v'lisloisloisloits, hayayisu aimer, we would think perhaps toilen oisai, we hang the person while he's still alive. Hayisu aimer toilen oisai while he's still alive. V'achach memisin oisai, and then we put him to death. Kederach shemalchus oisim. Apparently, that's the way the government would do. Tamaloimer v'humas, so from here we learn that no, first we kill him, and then and only afterwards we hang him. Exactly what is done. We wait with the psak until the close to the end of the day, and as the Yad Ramah points out, we don't do the psak until the end of the day for two reasons. One is that we should remember to do what we're supposed to do. And also, we've learned in our shiurim the concept of inui adam, adin. Once a person is sentenced and waiting for his punishment is very painful. So therefore, we don't give the verdict until the end of the day. the garment said in, and then the verdict is given. Mamisan I saw, and he's killed with skila. Vakach toilan I saw, and then he's hung. And as we learned, echad kosher, one is the one that hangs him. Vechad matter, and the other one immediately undoes it. Kedei l'kayim mitzvah taliyah. We want to do the mitzvah of taliyah, but we want to do it as quickly as possible. And as the Yad Ramah explains, if it's going to be the same person who does the kshira, the hanging, and the untying, it will take longer than if it's two separate people, one tying and one untying, and we want to get him down as quickly as possible. We learned in the Mishnah, a machlokes of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, exactly how was the taliyah done. Tana Rabbanim, the pasuk says, v'salisa oisa eleitz, shemeini, bein betalush bein mechubar. It doesn't make a difference if the tree is connected, is in the ground or not. Tamalayma ki cover, that the tree has to be buried together with a nefter. So we learn from here, mi she'ena mechusar el kfura, that immediately after the hanging, you could bury this beam. Yotzozeh, she'mechusar k'tzitz of kfura, that if it's attached to the ground, you first would have to detach it. Reb Yossi Omer, mi she'ena mechusar el kfura, yotzozeh she'mechusar t'lish of kfura. Again, the point being, we need to be able to take this beam immediately. The Rabbanim who say that it is stuck into the ground says talisha lav klumi, just taking it out of the ground is not considered a very serious act, and therefore it's not a problem that it should be stuck into the ground when the taliyah takes place. The pasuk says v'solon lav nosoi alo eitz ki kilas alakim tali. Says the gemara klumim neimazet tali. Why are we hanging this person? Because he did such a horrible avera, that's why he should be hung. Tanya Amar Amei Moshe L'Mashal Ma'adav Adoymer. How do we look at this entire halacha? L'shnei Achim Tumim. If you have two brothers who are twins, in Be'er Achas, to live in the same city. Echim Nu Melech. One was appointed as a king. V'achad Yotzal Listius, and one began acting in a horrible fashion. Tziva Melech V'Tolim. The king said that they should hang this brother who's the listim. But now, anybody passing by, because they're so identical, will think that the king was hung. And in order to avoid that, they immediately took him down. Each one of us was created b'tzelem alakim. So when a person is hanging, Chas v'shalom, where there's Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they should be immediately put down. The Ramban has a different, that was the Yad Ramah's explanation. The Ramban's explanation is that Eretz Yisrael is a place of bracha, and it's inappropriate that in a place of bracha that we should have people that are hanging to defile the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Amar Meir, we learned that Rameyah says that when a person is put to death, the Shechina HaKadosha says, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroini. Ma Mashma, ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Om Rabbi, command the Omakali. He says, I'm not feeling well, my hands and my body is aching. Amalei Rava, Im Kain, if that's what he meant, if that's what this statement means to say, then it would be better that you'd say, Kavod Alei Raishi, Kavod Alei Zroi. El Omar Rava, what it means to be saying, command Amal Kili Alma. The entire world is light to me. He doesn't want to say anything bad about himself, so he says it the other way that we could feel we need it to learn. But ask the Gemara, how could Rameya learn from the word Kililus this concept of Kalani Miroshi? Don't we need it for the Pasuk to teach us that the person is supposed to be hung, the person who's chayiv skila? Answers the Gemara, Imke, name a craw, mekalo. Why did the Torah use the word kalilas? To teach us kalani miraisha. Ask the Gemara, maybe that's all the pasuk means to teach us. Veimel kula lahachudasa. All the pasuk is coming to teach us is the concept of kalani miraisha, kalani mizrayai. Imke, name a craw, kalas. Then it would be enough that the Torah should use the word kalas. Why does the Torah say the word kilalas? Shema minatati. One, that the mekalal is chayiv tliya, and two, besides that the mekalal is chayiv tliya, the concept of kolani meroisha. Says the Gemara, we now discuss the loizu b'vad, but we learned that anybody who doesn't immediately bury the nifter is over less to say. Says the Gemara, Amr b'yachim shim Shimon ben yochai. If somebody who doesn't immediately bury a person, over lo belaisa say, he's chayiv, he's over loisa say, says the Gemara Tamaloma, ki cover tigberenu, that you should bury him immediately. Mikan, lamalas meisoi shayiv belaisa say. If you don't, you have a mitzvah loisa say. Ikad amri, amr b'yachim shim rabshim ben yochai, remez l'kfura min atayr minayin. How do we know there's a chayiv kfura? The Torah says that the person must be buried. So he's using this pasuk to teach us the halacha of kvura. The question is that from here we learn to the obligation to bury a person is a chiyuv deraisa, and if somebody just leaves the nifter in a coffin without burial, he's over the mitzvah cover to gerena. However, Durant says that if one puts a nifter in a coffin, he is mekayim the mitzvah of kvura. He says the best is to put the nifter directly in the ground without a coffin, because as the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tadam Arishin, ki offer ato, val offer tishin, toshav. But the basic mitzvah is even in the coffin. The Ramban says that the mitzvah is to put him directly on the ground. Now, in that itself, there's a question that Teres Zakenim says, that only the bottom of the board has to be removed, but the top could be left intact. The Ramban says that puncturing the coffin is good enough. The halacha is that preferably the person should be put, at least the bottom of the coffin should be removed. If the entire coffin can be removed, that's even better. Of course, the question that the poskim ask is, if that's the case, why do we find that Adam, the Yosef, was put in the Nilus? He wasn't put in the ground. So some Midrashim actually suggest that Yosef was put in the ground. The Nilus was just the vicinity of where he was, but he was put in the ground. Others say that Yosef, as we know, that Yosef was Yosef a Tzaddik. An individual who's a Tzaddik, there, such an individual could be put even not directly in the ground. But somebody who's not on the Madrega of Yosef should be put in the ground, which opens up the question of putting a person, of burying people, one on top of the other. So the halacha is that we learned the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra. The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra says that they used to bury people in the mountain, one on top of the other. And the halacha there is that there should be a space of 6 tfachim between the people as they are buried. But Rabbi Yoshev says that was only where you have a natural mountain. And Rabbi Yoshev says where you had a natural mountain, that's where the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra says that that's a l'chatchila fashion of burying a person. But where it's not a natural mountain, where it's a man-made mountain, Reb Yoshev says that it's better if the person should be buried directly in the ground. There's an interesting question where there was a ger whose father passed away, and his brother, who was not Jewish, like the father who was not Jewish, wanted to cremate the body. And we know, as we're learning here, there's a chiv of kikavah sigbrenu that we have to bury the body. What's the halacha? Does this brother have to see that his father, who is not Jewish, have a chiyuv of kfura, or is the chiyuv of kfura only said by Jews, not by non-Jews? And the Paiskim suggest it depends where this is taking place. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiyuv kfura even for non-Jews. In Chutz Laretz, there is no such chiyuv. Of course, the appropriate thing according to Jewish law is even Akum should be buried. But the halacha is that if he's not buried, if he's cremated in Chutz Laretz, one doesn't have to spend extra money to avoid that. The Paiskim explained that how can we say, why didn't the Gemara quote the pasuk he offer atav al offer tashuv to teach us the chiyuv kfura? They saw the Rav Simcha Zisel says that we could explain that pasuk means that the person will turn back into dust, but it doesn't necessarily teach us that the person will turn back into dust, but it doesn't necessarily teach us that the person has to be buried. That it doesn't necessarily teach us that that's where the person has to be buried. That's why we have this pasuk of Kavatik Vereda. Says the Gemara, Amalei Shvamalka Rav Chama. Kvura min atayim anayim. How do you know there's a chiv of kvura? Ishtik v'loy Amalei Midi. He wasn't able to respond. Amma Ravach v'yakev. Imsa Amma b'yodah tapshoi. The world is in the hands of fools who can't answer questions. The boy l'meimor, he cover. He should have said this pasuk. Says the Gemara, the reason he didn't say that pasuk is because he would say that the pasuk means love alay aron. All that's necessary is to make an aron. Says the Gemara, tigrena, says the Gemara, that clearly indicates that he should be buried. So said, loy mashmalay. He didn't understand that as shas is built, when there are extra words, extra letters, we learn from that. That's something that we're able to understand. But that's not something that the Akum are able to stand. For Neymar, why don't we bring a proof? Because we see the Ikbet Tzadikim. All the Tzadikim in all the generations were buried. Says the Gemara, Minhag Ba'alma. He'll say that was the custom, but it's not necessary. Says the Gemara, why don't you bring a raya? But the Ikbet Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Maisha, that we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu buried Maisha Beinu. Says the Gemara again, because that was Loy L'Shtanim and Haga. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do what everybody does. Toshma, the pasuk says regarding Avia, the son of Yeravam, that he was buried. Says the Gemara again, it's not a proof that loy shtanim and Haga, but the pasuk says v'loy yisafto pasuk in Yirmiyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the Rishayim will not be buried, but everybody else will be buried. Says the Gemara, it's a punishment to L'shtanim Minhaga. Everybody is buried and they won't. Ibailahu. Says the Gemara, Kavrua, when we bury a Nifta, Mishim B'Zayinahu, we're worried that he shouldn't be embarrassed as the body decomposes. Oy Mishim Kaparu, does it make a Kapara by being buried in the ground? Ask the Gemara, L'may Nafkamina. What would be the Nafkamina? Says the Gemara, the Omar, if a person said before he passed away, L'be'ina de likvurul ha'gavra, I don't want to be buried. Even B'shem B'zayinah, if he's saying, if the concern is embarrassment, Lav kol kaminei, he can't cause embarrassment to his relatives. V'yam B'shem Kapara, ha'minina L'be'ina Kapara, he could say, I'm not interested in a Kapara. Why is the Alokha Toshma? Mid the Egbet Tzadiki, we find that tzaddikim are buried. V'yam b'shem kapara, if we're going to say the purpose of burial, is kapara, tzaddik el kapara tzrichi, why would a tzaddik need a kapara? He's a tzaddik. And says the Gemara, even a tzaddik needs a kapara, except the pasuk says, odom ein tzaddik ba'aretz, ashiyas toy v'lo yechta. There is no one who is perfect, and therefore he needs the kapara. Tashma, the pasuk says, v'sof t'loy, we just quoted, about Avia, the son of Yeravim, Saftalah Kol Yisrov, Kavra Oisai, V'amrit, Kiech Davul Kapara, Hanach Nami Lefgura, why was only Avia buried? All of his Yeravim's children should be buried. Teich Davul Kapara, in order they should have Kapara, says the Gemara, Hai the Tzaddik, the one that's a Tzaddik, says the Pasuk, the burial will bring in Kapara. Hanach, that a Rishoyim, Loi Lahav Kapara. They even burial will not bring them a kapara. Tashma, lo yisoftu v'lo yikavru, that the Rishayim will not be buried. What does the pasuk mean to say? Lo yitav la kapara, they aren't afforded the opportunity to have a kapara. But the Gemara has not definitively explained what is the purpose of the kvura. Is it for kapara or is it for kavod? And as we just saw, there would be a very serious nafkamina.